Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil and I are here today to talk to you about first chakra imbalances, as well as take your calls for on-air readings. We thank you for joining us. Callers, all of you that are in the queue currently, we'll be getting a reading, but we do start our readings at about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. So please do keep your place in the queue so we can take your calls in the order received. Also, want to let our callers and listeners know how to get in touch. As well as follow us on Twitter, join us on Facebook. There are two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. One of them is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and you can find the other via that profile. For further radio can accommodate 562-596-7818. And for those of you who are listening and haven't called in yet for a reading, our listener line is 914-338-0164. I'm hoarse. I don't know why, Neil. It must be allergies. It's April 1st, and I have no April Fool's jokes today, unfortunately.
You have no April, except that...
I've done some pretty good ones in the past, but I guess I'm not really in
the
spirit.
Well, you're trying to impersonate a horse, but you're
hopefully not. Hopefully not, but anyway, so we are, horse, H-O-A-R-S-E, not H-O-R-S-E.
Oh, that horse.
Ha, ha, ha. So
like
we're
a horse Hurst. Huh?
Right. Where did we leave off on Wednesday, Neil, regarding first chakra imbalances?
Go ahead.
I believe we talked about the impact on the whole chakra system, what can happen in terms of mental or physical problems as a result of a first chakra imbalance and how severe it can get. But identifying those imbalances, I'm not sure that we got into. I think we're going to talk a little bit about location of the one and the birth date in terms of the first chakra. I don't know how deeply we're going to get into that today, but I think that's where we left off.
Well, the question is, why even linger on the first chakra? What's so important about the first chakra? The first chakra is important because
it's the foundation.
It's the foundation. It's the base root of the soul, as well as the base root of the body. And the why is it important? Well, the moment you come into the earth, the first chakra is really established. The other ones aren't so much established yet. The first
chakra. Right, you're not talking. I mean, you cry as a baby. That's fifth chakra, for instance, but it's not fully developed. So you develop the chakras as the chakra development occurs throughout the developmental process.
You cry, but the situation with the fifth chakra, why it's not developed, is that there's no thought, there's no real constructed dialogue yet. It just sounds.
Right.
Which is still the root system of the energy. And why is the first chakra important? Well, because we don't need to speak. We don't need to think. We're born into a family, and that family defines our first chakra. The household itself defines our first chakra. Mother, father, brothers, sisters, grandparents, economic situation, marital status, whether there's a divorce or whatnot. Everything that is in the house at the time of the birth is part of the first chakra. And that, when we enter the planet and we come into that household, that's linked to karma. Karma is linked to past lives. So the idea of past lives and karma is involved in our birth environment. Now, oftentimes we come in directly from other lifetimes. We might have been, for instance, born in China in one lifetime, or France, or whatever. And now we're born in America, and we have a whole different bloodline. So every time we come in, we do have a mixture of bloodlines. That's why some of us are more prone to have interests in other countries and just different energies.
Yeah.
We're not just basically in a linear past life history.
A caller comes to mind that we had a couple of years ago, and she, I think, lives in the Midwest. It's a daughter of someone who called the show a lot, and you picked up Paris in this girl's energy, and she was like 15 or 16 years old, and you were saying you have an affinity for Paris or for things that are French, and she said, my whole room is decorated that way, and there was no connection to France that was apparent otherwise.
Yeah.
No heritage, nothing. So this is kind of along the lines of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, along the lines. Another quick example, I was dealing with a male client, and I told him he had a past life in China. And he said he doesn't know why he did it, but he did a bike ride through China, and he got passports and everything, and he was just compelled to go to China, and he rode his bike through China, but he never really knew why. He said he was there, and he had a few eerie moments, but it helped for him to meet a psychic who didn't know him, who said, you had a past life in China, then of course other things put together. Now, that's still base chakra. That's still first chakra. Our first chakra holds the basis of every birth we've gone through. So when you think of every birth you've gone through, that's part of our chakra system, first chakra system. There might even be, let's say you did have a past life in China. Now you're born in an American family. That first year of life, there might be Chinese influences around you. Who knows? I mean, you have to kind of look at the whole circumference of your life in those first, basically, first 3, 4, maybe up to 5 years. Probably the base chakra does encompass at least the first 2 years. Then it gets into more other aspects of the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chakra, etc. But the first chakra, it's interesting because when you're looking at your religion, you're looking at the way you've been brought up, you're looking at any childhood ailments, you're looking at the way your parents, their health situation. All of this is karma. All of this is first chakra energy. And if perchance we look at our lives now as adults, which most of us in the listening radio world are, if you're blocked somewhere, indeed it may be due to an imbalance in the first chakra. It goes all the way back to where you have to kind of set the pieces right. Sometimes you have to topple all the pieces and get down to the first base again. That's when people really go into heavy regression or therapy, and they just start all over again in their psyche to build a better personality and a stronger presence.
What about first chakra and the birth date code? I mean, well, I know about first chakra and the birth date code, but specifically, what if someone doesn't have a one in their birth date? I mean, that could mean either they're really stable in the first chakra and they're not going to have any problems, or it could mean there's an absence of stability.
Well, you gotta realize,
depending.
The one can be between the numbers. The one can be in the accumulation of two numbers. The one can be a higher number above the birth date. Ones are somewhere in there. And to tell you the truth, most of our listening audience were born in the 1900s, which is a 1910 one.
Right. But I mean, usually we're not totally zeroing in on that century.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
if you calculated everything and couldn't find a one anywhere, the dialogue of how of interpreting such a person and what they went through might be somewhat amazing. There may be circumstances by which maybe they were adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I've never, in all the years that I've been found someone without a one somewhere.
So never. Somewhere in the energy, there's usually a one.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to do some complex mathematical equations to try to figure out where a one wouldn't be involved, and that's fine. No one's going to really do that, especially in our radio audience. So it's going to
probably
about
not doing
to go
too complex math
mathematical equations.
Well, I'm certainly not going to go into any deep mathematical equations during the show, or probably otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, the one is important because it's still the base chakra, and you've got to start off somewhere. If the element of it being in the chakra system and where it is in the birth date, now that's an intriguing premise that can be examined. Let's say your one is not, let's say you're not born in January. Maybe you're born, there's no ones anywhere, but you're born in 61.
Right.
And so that one represents the first chakra.
So you may have a problem later in life with something related to the first chakra.
Well, perhaps. Now, if you have high numbers in your months, the one is already evident at the end. So it may mean that there may be some kind of foundation problem as you grow older that you're eventually heading towards. A lot of people are shocked in our economy. They're out of their home. They can't make money, and they're displaced and homeless. A lot of those individuals do have ones in the further end of their birth date. It also depends on what the one is coupled with, because ones are always coupled with something. There's always usually a number to the left or right of the one.
So you have to analyze the themes of what surrounds the one.
Yeah.
When you're considering issues that may face an individual.
That's right. And if worse comes to worse and there's no ones in your birth date, you go directly to your chakra system and you figure out, I mean, we've all been born, so the one has to exist. Outside of the birth date, it still has to exist. And for most of us, we've been born and we've lived a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be a one situation going on. And then you have to look at your immediate environment at any given point in your life, because that's your one. Where you're living now, what your foundation is, your security levels, how you're surviving in the planet, all that is unbased information that is important. Now, why is this also important? Because if there is a problem in the first chakra, there's going to be a problem in your life. It's going to be a problem in your base life. And vice versa, if there's a problem in your base life, there's probably a problem in your chakra itself. So that demands repairing the chakra.
Right. And it can,
inside repairing it.
As we stated on the last show, that can lead to problems in other chakras systems. It's not going to just affect the first chakra all the time.
Yeah, they're all interconnected. They're all related. Of course, you know, perfect alignment, you're going to have balance in all the chakras from 1 to 7 in the immediate body. There's more chakras than that going on, but those are the main immediate body chakras. And so you have to have a body in alignment going upward. And if you don't, then you're going to have problems. So and you have to look at where the difficulties may arise. If you have, let's say you have terrible stomach problems or intestinal problems, that's basically one chakra and third chakra. So there's a connection in there. That may be wrong. A lot of our listeners have sexual dysfunctions. That's a second chakra problem, but the base of the problem may be in the first chakra. That's why it's worthy to go in and examine, because it may be psychologically induced,
right,
as well as, you know, ultimately manifesting into something in the body.
And what we were saying on the last show was also about the impact of the first chakra on the fourth chakra. If the energy is traveling upward through the chakra systems and there's a problem in the first chakra, because the heart is the medium point of the chakra system, if there's a problem in chakra one and it's not resolved, it can really travel up into that heart and cause some serious damage.
It can, especially if the individual feels unloved, uncared for, unappreciative, not respected. The first chakra can be damaged by a lack of love, a lack of depriving one of good, healthy emotion can be a problem in that chakra system, which would ultimately affect the heart. But that doesn't mean that everyone who has a heart problem wasn't loved. There are plenty of people who have been loved and have a healthy environment, and their four chakras, they're having a problem in their fourth chakra, heart attacks and things like this, heart problems. That's a different energy that can be arriving from maybe a different location within the system. Sometimes it's coming from the third location, the stomach, where a lot of anxiety and anxiousness is stored. That can cause problems to the heart chakra. But now we're above the first chakra. But still, the first chakra is important because if you have a strong foundation, you can sometimes resolve issues in anxiety because you have a strong foundation and you can meet controversy or difficulties more assuredly than you would otherwise.
Okay, Neil, I don't know if we're going to continue this on a different day. If there's anything we can say to our listeners to help them identify first chakra problems, resolve them on their own. I mean, it's tough because it gets tricky when trying to diagnose and self-correct.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to examine things. You have to examine the way you handle your life, your security issues. Are you surviving? Are you supporting yourself? Is your home in good order? Basically, is your life in good order? You have to look at those things because if they aren't, the first chakra is where there may be something to look at in terms of solving your problem.
Right, but there are a lot of people that have great foundations in terms of their material wealth and they're okay in their job and they may have families, but something from their past may be lingering in that chakra system that can come back to haunt them.
No, that's true. And or maybe past life that is evolving into this lifetime. And so you have to have some knowledge of probing deeper into the psyche, going deeper into the soul and the spirit, where more of the mediums go than the therapists and psychologists, and seeing if there's anything there that might answer the question, how do I feel good about myself and how do I maintain balance in life?
Okay, let's bring on some callers, Neil, shall we? 917 is our first. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for having the show today.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for that. Thank you. Who's this?
You're welcome. The lesson. Oh my God, I just learned so much. Oh, I don't know what to ask. You guys are just so multi-talented in the spirit realm. I guess I'll ask about my boyfriend, Robert.
Oh, can you talk right into your receiver because that faded out what you wanted to ask about. So we're still.
Oh, I'll ask about my boyfriend, Robert.
Your boyfriend, Robert. What's your name?
Tina.
Tina? Tina, yes. What is your birth date, please?
Mine is 11/27/73.
Robert, can we get his birth date?
He's 11/8/67. I'm sorry, 1/8.
1867. All right.
Yeah.
Wait, we already did. Last name.
Last name.
Yeah. We'll just first names only. Oh, wow. Well, you two definitely have a connection. Their birth dates, their years they align. 8/9.
The years align. Yeah. The years align. Why don't you explain that?
Four. Well, Tina, your year 73 and Robert's year 67, when they're on top of each other, aligned, his first number in the year and your first number in the year become his year, and second number in his year and your second number in your year become your year, 73. So when they're lined up on top of each other, and I haven't even worked these out, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 21. Wait, are they the same master number? Did I do that right?
No.
What did I do wrong? 8, 9, 19 plus 13.
Tina's a 4 and Robert is a 5.
Yes, he's a 5. That's what they did. 32, 5.
And then in the months, Tina, 7, 2, 1, 1 become an 11, okay? And 1 and 8 become a 9. And 9 and 11 are essentially 2. 11 is a 2, so 9 and 11 become a 2 again. So you have a connection with this man.
And his 8/1/9 is equal to the 4/5 master numbers.
Yeah.
9.
9. Together you're a 9. Your master number is a 4, Tina. I know we're probably confounding you with that. It's making sense.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
You're a 4. You're a heart. Robert's a 5. His chakra is a throat. You have a past life connection with him. So you have a past life connection with this man, but there's a difference of one energy between the two of you, and that's a base energy. Now remember, you're a 4 and he's a 5. That's a difference of 1, and both of your first numbers are 1. Now you have an 11 and he just has a 1, but they're both still first number is 1, and that becomes the trick between your 4 and 5 energy. Between heart and throat. So there's a, what can I say, the foundation between the two of you somewhat compromises the communication and the heart. So there are issues that go on that challenge the relationship, and those issues are security issues. So even though you're both entwined in a relationship and there's mutual feelings that to some extent, the security issues coming from either party or the lack of security is going to challenge the heart of the relationship and the communication of the relationship. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so how do you resolve it? Well, the good news is that if we could put both of your master numbers together, we would get a 9, and that's beautiful. Your 9 is broken up in your 27. His 9 is broken up between his 1 and 8. But if we could be magicians and make that 2-7 into a 9, that 1-8 into a 9, and you're 4 and his 5 into a 9. Man, now we got 3 9s. That's 27, and that's the day you were born. So you have multiple past lives with this man.
Wow.
And somewhere back in time, something got broken between the energies. Now, you know what gets crazy, Tina, is when we go through past lives, man, the roles change dramatically. So I'm surmising, my evaluation is at one point you were mother to this guy.
Wow.
That may sound crazy, but in the world of, in the extreme, elaborate, and dense world of karma and past lives, it's not crazy at all. So you were a mother, and that maternal energy, you see your heart, but your heart's been broken throughout time. So you come in with a deep, deep, a loving heart, a giving heart. But man, it's been broken and broken. And
yeah.
Robert is a forceful guy. Robert has some wonderful things going on about him. He's a forceful guy. I can understand why you might be attracted to him in this physical realm. But again, he may feel at times undermined or underappreciated himself, and that may get to him because of his challenges, if that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, it's a complicated plot. We're not in some TV movie here that just is simple. You know, it's not a G-rated TV movie, simple, simple, simple. This is a complex plot, miniseries, convoluted, but one that God placed the two of you on this planet to work something out and maybe even get something going once the complications are worked out. But, you know, I'm doing a lot of talking. We really don't have time to elaborate. I'm giving you information that might help to validate some of your feelings and thoughts about the matter. And I don't know how much time we've got. We have a couple more minutes. Or do we need to
I don't
move
know.
On?
Is there something else you wanted to say that was pertinent?
I was just going to ask Tina, how does this relate? How does this feel for you briefly?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. I do. He's very humble. He's very accomplished. And I am like a mother to him. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just have a love and I have a protection over him. So you're explaining what we feel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, are you two still in good standing? Are you in a relationship?
Yes, we just live at a distance, and you know, we're planning on moving together. So he works a lot. That's what you mean as far as the communication. He travels a lot, So for us to be together, I would have to move.
Yeah. See, that's the foundation. That's the first chakra complications that you're dealing with. The area of living together, moving in together, complications with traveling. All that's first chakra. But and that's the energy between the two of you. That's the conflict. But I'll tell you, just hang in there. Love each other. Work it through. Don't be intimidated by the challenges. And the two of you can have a wonderful life together. Really can.
Oh, that's great. And how do we reach you outside of this for readings?
The number is, Tina, it's posted in the show description, but I'll give it to you if you have a pen. It's 562-596-7818.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's and you can awesome. Join us on Facebook and on Twitter, and we really appreciate your call.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. You have a happy Friday.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is, I believe this is Kate. Kate, is that you?
Hi, it is. Yes, it is.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Happy
Good.
April.
Happy April. Happy April. April Fools. 9/22/67.
Yeah.
Is Kate's birthday. You're 36/9. What's going on?
April seems pretty open. It seems like a blank slate. And so just anything about bringing in some new, anything that wants to come in.
Okay. And I can't remember. I know you were living, didn't you move out of the residence you had in your
city? Yeah,
it's
been a while, though. Now it's been 6 months or so.
It's been 6 months. So how is that going?
Well, I really like living near the water. So I always...
Oh, yeah, that's
live.
Right. You're in the marina, right?
Yeah. So I walk almost every day. I need some salt air.
Right. And then there was a guy you were living with before who was kind of weird. So you're out of that situation.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
So you want to know about April?
Yes.
Well, April is comprised... You see, and we can go symbolically to your day.
22.
You put that together, you get
four.
A four
and a four.
And
yeah.
Then you have an April.
And also her year.
And that's my number. What is it called? My personality number in numerology?
Oh.
I don't know what that means. You mean in like some numerology? Yeah. I mean, we don't go by that system.
Right.
So sure.
Okay.
But,
Yeah, I mean, they break down numbers and they equate it to different things. And you have a personality
right.
number and a health number and all that.
Soul path number, blah, blah, yeah.
Yeah.
922, that's a 13.
Oh, yeah. And so,
which is a
so
4.
It's the 6, 7.
And 6 and 7 is a 13, which is a 4. So
right.
your desire to, and your master number is 9. And
right.
and 9 incorporates any number into it and becomes that number. So 9 and 4 is going to be 13, which is a 4. But you can do that with any number with 9. Mm. So 4 is important to you. Why is 4 important to you? Well, it's heart. And Kate, you want nothing more. I mean, you're the kind of a woman that would love to have a partner and have a
uh-huh.
mutual, healthy relationship, but the epitome of it would be that you're one heart,
mm-hmm.
one heart, that you're joined together. And so you have that, I mean, short of that, no, it's not worth it. But but if you're going to be with somebody, it's a real formation of one. You're two distinct human beings, but there's that sense of oneness. Now, also... I mean, you're 48, so your multiple of 9 was at 45. It's going to occur again at 54. You're in the middle of sort of a third of the way through getting to be 54. And at 48, now that's a 12-3, but 48 does hold the heart with transcendence. And so what I'm determining this April, there's I don't know what you do for employment, but there's going to be a shift in employment that feels like
great.
Potentially a financial advancement. So the shift in employment, to some extent, ultimately that shift leads to financial enhancement. Where are you working now?
I work in event catering and events, but I'd like to get out of that.
Is there a field that you wanted to go
still,
into?
Still events, but yeah, more creative. I don't use my creativity that much, so more in the arts.
In terms of like what I mean, can you elaborate?
Well, more about working for art festivals or music festivals or creating festivals.
Okay.
Or
so,
spiritual events, you know,
yeah.
Like Whole Life Expo or, you know, things like that.
Start looking now for events that you could hire yourself out for in the area. So start looking now because April could more than possibly open up opportunities for you so you can start to stage these events and cater and do whatever you want to do with them in more of a way to where you can envision in terms of color and design and event and happening.
Right. I like color for sure.
Yeah. Now that's going to come. I mean, I think it's going to happen anyways, but we're trying to figure out, can it happen in April, as soon as this April? Now the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. You know, and two, when you have time, look back at the age of 36, because that age will determine how the shifts occur, the dramatic shifts in your life, have they started to occur. So go back at some point, let us know what you found out. And we're going to move on to other callers, but I hope that helps a little bit.
Okay, Kate.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot.
Have a
great weekend. All right.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye. You know, she's in a great area for that type of thing, music festivals, art festivals. Northern California is very much.
What part of
it? She's in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah. And the spirituality thing, too, because that's, you know, it's pretty prominent there. So, okay. 908. And this is Eva.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Eva. Good, how are you?
Great, thanks.
10-17-60, she's 25-7. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about addiction stuff I'm struggling with, but it is really, this is a great, I have a one in my month and in my date and in my year. So that's pretty cool. And I don't know if we should talk about that instead, but I mean, I'm struggling with overeating and smoking, though. I think I quit yesterday smoking, but so it's very interesting.
7, 8, 9.
I kind of consider addiction like a first chakra issue, but maybe it is not.
It's really, I mean, it can be related to the first chakra, but it's also related to the third chakra.
Okay.
It's a first chakra. Well, anything that first chakra, anything that presents to you a sense of security, whether it's healthy or not, and how you move into that baseline of security is going to be a first chakra issue. And you definitely have some issues.
Well, because she's got the zero between the one. That's where the problem's coming from. I hear, is that a candy bar unwrapping, Ethan? No. There's no way.
I've heard a candy coated cigarette. why don't I explain it to Eva about the 101, why that would be problematic to the base energy, why she's having that trouble?
Well, it shows a loss of energy because of the position on the karmic side of the birth date, first of all. So it's related to karma. It's related to past life. And it's, you know, the ones are next to a zero. And actually, the ones together become a two. I mean, that's, you know, we're kind of futzing with the numbers a little bit, but that's also, you know, relationship department. And if there's any insecurity in that area, you know, and it's tying into some kind of overeating because of a problem in relationship or a problem in foundation, it's pretty apparent why that's occurring because of that zero factor. And she's got a zero also, in her first and last. 1-0.
Yeah.
mirrors the 10 in her month.
Now, the other thing, Eva, not to make things too difficult, but I'm going to say it in many ways. The 101 in your first three numbers adds up to a 2.
Okay.
Now, you take that 2 and the next number is 7. But the number between the 2 and the 7 is 5. So that's 257, which is your karmic and master number. So we have your karmic, and what that really, you might say, well, what the heck does that mean? I mean, what it means is that your problems, your addictions are coming from a deep layered karma. It's just not about this lifetime. It's not about your upbringing. It is about that, but it goes deeper than that. And it's just not in the bloodline. It comes from a different past life. So you have at least one other strong past life, not in this bloodline, that is colliding with this bloodline to create the addiction problem. And there could be some instability in your home when you were growing up. There might be a divorce. I don't know. There might be a father that wasn't there, a mother that was didn't handle things easily because of the burden. I don't know if any of that rings
all
true.
All of the above. All of them are true.
And that's the 2, the 1 and the 2 factor in the karma, right?
Yeah.
Which is actually an 11, I mean, when you look at it.
Right.
Yeah. Which is problematic.
Which is problematic. And so when you look at that, you think, you scratch your head, you go, gee, how did that happen? Well, past life. The stage you entered in this lifetime, Eva, you helped to create in a past life, and it gets really crazy and complicated. But nonetheless, life is not easy. And the way we define it, when we look at the way it's really should be defined, it makes things more clear because you get an understanding. And then from there, you can start to create your new self. Now, you're creating a new self. You're peeling off these layers of fat. You're trying to release your food addiction and your smoking addiction. And so what you're doing is you're really getting down to the basis of reinventing yourself from the ground up. So what you're doing is and I applaud you. You're going back to the first chakra and saying, wait a minute, I'm going to do this my way. The heck with this karma stuff. I'm going to recreate this energy, and I'm going to recreate myself. And even though you're 55, which is a 10, that's a good place to start again. So you're starting new. This is a new energy. You're in charge, and just continue through. You can create a new self in this lifetime.
That's incredible. This is so powerful. Thank you.
Thank you, Eva. And keep in touch. In a while.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. You know, I love food. I just want to say that.
We both love food.
I am a food. I'm pretty obsessed. I've always been obsessed with food, but you know, I've been fortunate in the weight department, but yes.
Yeah, we're doing okay, but
but it can easily, I think if you can tip the scale, so to speak, in terms of putting that food, you know, as a huge importance, which you have to keep balance, which I try to do,
and
but sometimes
I
go overboard.
And you know, it's metabolism. You come in with a certain body structure that's karmic to some extent. But, you know, it's just some of us come in with greater challenges than others, and we tend to forget how hard it is for some people to fight their addictions when we may not have those addictions. So it's because it's rooted in something so deep that it gets into the emotions, and now it gets really complicated, and that's why people have such problems.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Neil, we've got another caller. Actually, two more callers, 678 and 201. So you're both going to be getting reading. 678 is first, and this is Regina, I believe.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Regina, and she is a 35-8-1-879. What's going on? 1-879.
Well, I just want to see what spring is going to bring for me, like a general.
Okay.
She's 35-8. She's 35-8.
April showers brings May flowers.
Right.
Okay, there you go. I'm just kidding. April,
so
April,
she's,
April.
37?
Yeah. You just turned 37?
Yes, I did.
Well, Regina, your master number is 8. You had a big change in life at 35. You're not on any multiple of 8 currently, but 37, the age of 37 is a good number for you. There's a spiritual energy going on. You're born in 79. You're somewhere in the midst of that, getting into your spirituality. I have a feeling you're going to have some kind of spiritual experience this spring. Now, it may be rooted to some sense of God, spirit, religion, I don't know, you know, but more on the mystical element and the more of the practical, dense element. Something a little bit more mystical. Something, I don't know, I'm seeing you in a park and there's all these flowers around you and it's very weird, I don't know. I'm also seeing people in the park painting, like watercolors and painting. Any artists in your family?
No, but I do makeup on the side, but nothing like painting.
She does makeup. Mm-hmm. That's art.
Oh, makeup.
A makeup artist.
Oh, that's total art. That's a craft. That's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm seeing. Now, what's going to happen? If you're doing makeup on the side, there is, I think, a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever do people's makeup for weddings?
I have done a couple of brides. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think you're going to do a bride. And you're going there's something mystical about your connection to this person, because I think while you're doing this person's makeup, you're going to go through some strange experience, like flashbacks, like because you've known this person before. And I think, you know, in the past tribal energies, adorning the king or the queen, makeup is so important to the tribe, because makeup on the body represents the hunt, represents the gods, the heavens. Everything is, the makeup wasn't just for adorning for beauty, but it was adorning for ritual.
Right.
It was communication, language, storytelling in it. And I think you're going to be connecting to somebody and doing their makeup where in a past life you did it in a tribal setting.
Maybe this could be a avenue in which Regina could find work, because she's had some troubles lately. I mean, you can start your own business and do it. People can make good livings doing makeup.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It's a configuration.
Past life makeup. Past life makeup artist. I will turn you into the person you used to be.
Well, because of the job situation, she's been looking unsuccessfully for a job for quite some time. What about makeup in a department store or freelancing with a cosmetics company that, you know?
Yeah, I've been looking for those too as well. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been looking in that area.
Yeah, you got to go into those counters and see if you can connect with
that helped me build up my clientele. Yes.
That's
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
I'm
Regina. Well, hopefully that helps. Let us know.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, we've got 201 and then 239. Two more callers left, so these are about 5-minute readings because we've only got a little bit of time here. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? Who's this, please?
My name's Brittany, and my birthday is 8/7/85.
8/7/85. Brittany, have we talked to you before?
Yeah, a few years ago.
This is Brittany. Brittany, yeah, I remember you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good to hear from you. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, I was about to go into work, and I figured I'd listen to kill some time, and I saw that you guys were on, so...
Yeah, because we're friends on Facebook. So that's great. Yeah. I'm glad you called. What's new? What's your question?
I'm having, over the years, I really have always had a problem saving money, and I'm really not good with money to begin with. So I was just wondering, you know, as far as this year, you know, with my age and how my numbers work out, if it's a better year for that, or anything I can do.
And you're 31?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 31.
30, we'll give you 31. Well, you've got eights in your numbers, but her chromosomes are tall. She's 38-11, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're calling the right show because tell them your philosophy on money,
oh,
Neil.
I really am happy when people have bank accounts, when they make money.
And save.
You know, I've always asked clients, what's your bank account? How much do you have? What's your security? I really get satisfaction out of people saving money and having money. It makes me feel good and that they're doing the right thing. Now, part of that, Brittany, is sheer determination and discipline. You've got to discipline. You've got to discipline. You've got to learn how to keep a saving and nourish it and garden it. It's like anything because it's common sense. You can't always just indulge. So saving money is important. Having a good life and enjoying things, yes, but saving money is important. Now, here's the thing. Your master number is 2. And you're 30 years old. 2 into 30 goes 15. Your 8 and 7 and your first two numbers add up to 15. Now, what I'm impressed with is that 8 in your number system represents money. So 8 is money. You got it in your month. You have it in your year. Your problem, you even have it in your 38, 11 equals 11, 2. Your problem is your 2. That's your second chakra. So the indulgences of your second chakra, the second chakra is just not sex. It's satisfaction. There's an ego in there. There's appetite. There's just it. To me, you're right. That's going to confound your saving, your ability to save and have power. So what you got to do is for you, you've got to start to structure and calculate on paper how to produce the savings and feed it and just make sure that you keep growing it, even if it's $25 a week.
Her karmic number, too, is hidden in her year. You see that?
Yeah.
Going backwards?
Yeah.
She's got a separation of 3, so 38.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be a hindrance to her manifesting money, or is that something that's going to help her?
What it means is that the challenge that Brittany has in this lifetime is karmic.
Right.
This isn't a joke, Brittany. You saving money was built into your karma to resolve it because it comes from a different root system. And probably spending money helps to provide for you a sense of self-identity. But now But now put into the process that your bank is your self-identity, not your spending, your bank, and start to calculate. I would suggest that you try to save $20 to even $35 a week. Just put it aside.
Which is not much.
I mean, it's nothing. It's almost embarrassing. You can save that much, can't you?
Yeah.
do you at this point save that much, or do you not even think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I just feel like it's always just enough to get by, and I want, you know, more than to just get by.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. I guarantee you that if you start deliberately saving money and doing so, the universe is going to bring you more money. It will just come in. Because why do I say that? It doesn't apply to all folks, but it does apply to you because you're going to be rewarded for saving. But you have to save to the extent that you're taking on self-responsibility. And self-responsibility is very important to you, not in terms of how you gratify yourself, but how you discipline yourself. So if you do that,
definitely.
Good.
Well, maybe we can help her boost her income too. Sounds like that may be an issue.
What did she do for her?
What is your work situation, Brittany?
Well, actually, funny enough, I do makeup also, and
that's what I thought.
Hair,
I thought that. Yeah, I remember that.
And but right now, I'm I'm just really bartending, so that's my problem. It's not like I'm getting, it's cash all the time, so it's like,
yeah,
as soon as I get it, I spend it, I feel like.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I'll tell you why. I mean, you can do it, but don't do it, because you're not, being told by angelic forces that if you, well, not angelic forces, angels aren't concerned about how much money you're going to make, but there are energies out there that are
communicating
with me.
Mm-hmm.
I call them angels because they're more of a variety of life-giving, wonderful energies. And what I'm being told is if you save, you're going to get abundance. You're going to get something. Something's going to come in. You're going to see more money come in. And there must be something rooted to why you're not saving. Like we said, self-identity. But if we can transform that, you're going to see that over time. If you save, you're going to scratch your head and say, where did all this money come from? It just seems to be coming in. That's what's going to happen. It may take a year for you to discipline yourself throughout this process, but start now.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Keep in touch and let us know how
things
transpire. We'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Thank you. All right, one last caller, 239.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. This is Claudia.
Claudia. C-L-A-U-D-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, and your birth date?
12/24/66.
And your location, Claudia?
Florida.
Florida. What's your question?
Well, I have money issues. I used to like have complete easiness. You know, like I could just get money so easily, and it's been a long time that I'm just like not getting any at all. So I wonder about that, and or about my relationship that I currently have, that I don't know if, like, why I cannot trust this person. You know, I feel that something is not right, but I'm not sure. And so those are my two questions, whichever.
Okay, well,
we have
time for one. I don't know if we can kind of wrap both into this reading. We only have about 4 minutes left on the show, Claudia.
Okay.
So I don't know, can we quickly?
Well, we can try. Let me ask you something, Claudia. In your whole life, have you ever worked in hospitality, in a hotel, anything? No.
No?
No. What kind of work do you do?
A perfunctory no.
I'm a life coach.
You're a life coach. You're a life coach. Life coach. So have you ever, as a life coach, have you ever gone to a hotel to work with anybody who lived? Have you ever done any seminars? Have you done anything?
But not in a hotel, never. No.
I'm sorry?
Not in a hotel.
No.
Well, and have you always been a life coach?
She's in a hotel now?
No, she says not in a hotel. Have you always been a life coach? What was your previous, because I'm trying to.
I was in marketing before.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing.
I don't know. I don't know why I've got you in hospitality. Life coach is it's the hospitality of the soul, maybe the spirit.
What did you do marketing for? What type of company?
Electronics. I don't want to be in the corporate world ever again.
Yeah.
But I had a good career. I just don't want to be in that space anymore. I'm trying to do workshops. Yes, I want to do workshops and writing and, you know, take my coaching to a new level.
Okay,
yeah, maybe that's it.
So here's what I would say, Claudia. I think what I'm stumbled into is a symbolic reference. Getting seminars and things going and using hotel rooms and things like that.
She just dropped. Claudia, you're not there anymore, are you? I don't know. Let's see if she calls back in.
Well, as we're waiting.
I mean, we're almost done
here.
She
can listen to the archives. What she needs to do is to work in the maybe to promote herself in convention, little convention centers or what do you call those?
Here she is.
Conference rooms. Yeah, you need Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, I'm Buck.
Yeah, you need to go to conference rooms, little, see if hotels, if you can go into any places where you can do a seminar, have a group experience. That's what you need to do. I think when you got cut off, what I was saying, I think I'm stumbling into the idea that in establishments of hospitality, you can create a seminar environment and make some training there. That's where I would start to address the situation. As far as your relationship is concerned, there's something dark going on in that relationship that is a little bit undermining the full exposure of honesty, something I'm not comfortable with. I don't have time to go into it, but there is something, there's a discomfort I have about the relationship in spite of what you've already fed me. Something's not right. So with that in mind, and maybe working at seminars in hotels, those are my two offers for you.
Okay, Claudia, you're always welcome to call back on another show, or you can contact us directly, 562-596-7818.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. And we're on the air Wednesdays and Fridays, by the way, at 10 a.m. Pacific. So that would be 1 p.m. Eastern. So again, you can call back if you like. We're out of time for today. We are back on the air on Wednesday. We appreciate all of our callers. Thank you so much. And we will speak with you next week. Bye-bye.